This is VOA News. In your remote, I'm Melissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization says more COVID-19 cases have been reported worldwide in the past 4 weeks than in the first 6 months of the pandemic. In a news briefing from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Friday, hospitals and intensive care units are filling up or full across Europe and the United States. More than 57 million cases have been confirmed worldwide since the start of the global pandemic. More than 1.3 million people have died. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins Resource Coronavirus Resource Center. On Friday, with Europe passed 15 million confirmed infections, India passed more than 9 million. Mexico reported 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. Mexico is the fourth country to reach that marker after the United States, Brazil, and India. U.S. President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. That's according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Trump Jr. has been completely asymptomatic since testing positive earlier in the week. He said Trump Jr. is following all medically recommended COVID-19 guidelines. The United States has seen increases of coronavirus cases over the past several weeks, with numerous one-day records set and quickly broken. On Thursday, the U.S. registered another daily record, almost 188,000 new cases. Coronavirus infections in the United States are moving toward the 12 million mark. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins University Resource Center. The U.S. has more coronavirus cases than any other country, and also the world's largest death toll, with more than a quarter of a million fatalities. From Washington, this is VOA News. An American jailed in 1985 for spying in Israel was released from strict parole conditions on Friday, allowing his move to Israel. That word came from the U.S. Justice Department on Friday. Jonathan Pollard served 30 years for giving away classified U.S. documents. He was released from prison in 2015, but was confined to the U.S. by his parole terms. Israel has been applying pressure to allow him to leave. Pollard, age 66, was a U.S. Navy intelligence analyst in the mid-1980s when he made contact with an Israeli colonel in New York and began sending U.S. secrets to Israel in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars. Declassified CIA documents released in 2012 indicated that a 1985 raid by Israel on the headquarters of the Palestinian Liberation Organization in Tunis was planned with Pollard's information. Some 60 people died in the attack. The Justice Department has scheduled three more federal executions during the lame duck period before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. Two are scheduled for just 2 days before his inauguration. The announcement comes a day after the Federal Bureau of Prisons carried out the eighth federal execution this year after a 17-year hiatus. The announcement is likely to increase pressure on Mr. Biden to take a public stance on whether his administration would continue to schedule executions once he's sworn in. And Brazilians recognized the nation's Black Consciousness Day on Friday as activists demonstrated in major cities against the death of a Black man beaten by white security guards at a French-owned supermarket chain. Brazilian media and social networks broadcast video of the man's beating at Carrefour supermarket in Porto Alegre on Thursday night. AFP reported that around 1,000 protesters in Sao Paulo marched to a branch of the supermarket, broke the glass storefront, and stormed the premises, trashing and burning the products. In Porto Alegre itself, at the store where the death occurred, local television reports said police were using tear gas and flashbang grenades to disperse a group of protesters. Protests also broke out in the capital, Brasilia, Belo Horizonte, and Rio de Janeiro. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued an urgent appeal for Yemen on Friday, warning that the war-torn country is on the brink of famine and millions could die without quick action. In a statement, he said Yemen is now in imminent danger of the worst famine the world has seen for decades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.